Time now to take five for your community. A service of Yoakum, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and the Villages at Oak Ridge. Tara Brower is our guest today with some exciting news for Daviess County 4-H'ers. You know, Tara, we've been hearing about it, social media, and just the word on the streets. Daviess County 4-H, there's been a group that has been gathering. This has not been a decision that's made overnight. This has been a decision that's been in the works for a while. And we got some big, exciting news for the 4-H grounds.
We do, definitely. So this has been work that has spanned well over a year. And we are excited to announce we've broken ground. Yesterday was the very first day at the existing 4-H grounds there at the top of the park. And we will begin phase one of what we call a master building plan, which the goal of that master building plan is really to utilize every possible square foot of that approximately 8 acres there at the top of the park that we own, and to revamp that, both repair infrastructure, but also add some new buildings that will increase our year-round functionality for 4-H.
Man, it's such exciting stuff. You know, I remember there was a campaign online last year. There was some grant money available, and we saw some of the pictures of the electric outlets in some of those buildings and how dangerous they were and how old and dilapidated some of the buildings have become. So this is so much needed for our 4-H'ers.
Absolutely. So I definitely want to thank many of the families that have just kept us going over the years. I am a past 10-year 4-H member myself, so that's one reason I'm so passionate about it, and I'm helping to lead this fundraising effort. However, we have some families that have just stepped in and kept the electrical on and replaced fans and walls and pins, but we are in desperate need of some infrastructure repair. And the bottom line is we have a growing 4-H program. I think that is something that is often misoverlooked. We have over 400 youth in this county that participate in 4-H, not just livestock, but in many different projects, from photography to baking to outdoor sports. You know, I don't think a lot of people even know we have a shooting sports club now in 4-H that teaches proper safety and shooting. And so what a benefit that facility is to those 4-H'ers to continue to use that all year round.
Yeah, you know, and 4-H is so misunderstood sometimes, because you immediately hear 4-H, you think farmers, farming families, which certainly a big part of 4-H, but it isn't just farmers. It's everybody in the community and teens and young people alike that are involved in these programs.
Absolutely. One of the parts of this expansion I'm sure we'll talk a little bit about is we're building some new facilities to add, because our indoor projects have grown so much. And I mentioned those are anywhere from baking to sewing to growing certain types of vegetables and crops, cake decorating, photography, you name it, there's something in there for you to kind of pique your curiosity and satisfy those interests. But also, if you love working with animals and it's not livestock, we have dog agility and dog obedience. So it's a wonderful program for kids to get involved and to spend some time out there during the summer, and then again meet all year round.
So phase one, ground is broken, and kind of walk us through what phase one is going to be.
Phase one, ground has broken. It's on the cattle barn. So this project does primarily involve livestock with phase one, and it's because we're in a short time frame before fair this summer. So that cattle barn will now turn into what we call a multi-mega species barn. And what that means is cattle, goats, and sheep all move into one facility. And the way that they do that is they put a 60-foot extension to the back of that building and a 32-foot extension on the side of that building and bring it all under one roof. That is so exciting for us because it leaves more room on the grounds to do our other exciting phases that will happen hopefully over a 5-year period. Assuming we get funding here within approximately 2 to 3 years, we're looking to fund during that time, but then build over the 5-year period to utilize the ground. I mentioned the ground's already been broken. Tom Boyd was out there yesterday. We take in-kind donations too, not just monetary
Sure.
donations. So Tom was out there yesterday ripping off the back half of that lean-to, and DC Metal is going to be out there, and JJ's Concrete and WW Portwalls is going to be out there pouring footers and starting that right away. That project is fully funded. It's a $175,000 project, and we came into this $990,000 goal, so call it a million dollar goal to do everything we want to do out there at that grounds. $175,000 of that was right away said, we've got that covered.
Wow. That's the generous community we live in. We were talking about that before we went on the air. It is $1 million venture, as you mentioned. You guys did the feasibility studies and found a lot of different options were discussed, moving it to a different area, combining the two county fairs. I mean, you looked at every option when it came down to it. You own this ground, and economically, this was the best option.
Absolutely. So we have a board of directors that's made up of about 16 different folks in and around the county. And the board of directors really looked and said, hey, based on the fact we own the grounds, based on the fact that we do not have a revenue source other than the county's generosity that they provide us for some utility bills and some updates to buildings, we don't have a revenue source at the 4-H Fair. We don't charge to get in. It's a true community event. And so we needed to really utilize the donations we get in the best way possible. And this was the best way that we could take that $1 million and renovate everything we have on grounds we already own.
So with that being said, business owners may be seeing your face here in the coming months and in the future.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we have a building committee that was in charge of putting together the plan, and then I'm part of the funding committee. And so we have a group of individuals. We are looking at grants. We're looking at foundation opportunities. But a big portion of this campaign, we are hoping, will come from what we call key donors and then also corporate sponsors for that. So we're going to have a couple of events in the community that communicate this plan and what we're doing. And then we will also be making some face-to-face visits and hopefully go speak at some community events to raise some support for this.
It's about the youth. And, you know, when you go out, you'll find most businesses in our great community, the giving community we live in, when it's about the youth and the future, they're always willing to open up the pocketbook, which is a great thing. It really is. And you've got such an amazing group on top of this, including yourself. I know a great group of volunteers that are passionate about it, probably most 4-H members themselves.
Absolutely. Kids in 4-H, past 4-H members. I think it all boils down to we've seen what it's done in our lives, both with leadership and character traits and hard work and ethic. And it's all about the youth. We want to pass that on. And what we're doing is we're ensuring that this facility and that those youth have the same opportunities that we did.
Well done, Tara Brower. Well, keep up the great work, and I know you're going to be back to provide updates along the way. We appreciate you coming in to share some information with the listeners this morning. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Take 5, presented by Yoakum Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and the Villages at Oak Ridge.